Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the letter to the Colossians. We're turning to chapter 3 this morning with verses 1 through 15. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death then the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. But by these, you too once conducted yourselves when you lived in that way, but now you must put them all away: anger, fury, malice, slander, and obscene language out of your mouths. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is in all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also do. And over all of these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. So today, Colossians 3 verses 1 through 15 is a pretty long reading. The Apostle Paul delivers a profound message that urges believers to elevate their minds and lives towards the things above, where Christ reigns. This passage reminds us of our new identity in Christ, urging us to put to death behaviors associated with our old selves that led to discord and disobedience. Immorality and deceit, among other sins, are emphasized here as actions that distance us from God and invite his wrath. Paul calls believers to remember that, as followers of Christ, we are no longer bound by our former ways. Instead, we are called to live in love, kindness, humility, and compassion, embodying the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. When we allow immorality, lying, and other sinful behaviors to take root in our lives, we not only disobey God, but also lose sight of the grace bestowed upon us through Jesus' sacrifice. These actions manifest a heart that has not yet fully embraced the love and redemption found in him. The passage concludes with a powerful reminder that love binds everything together in perfect harmony. Living in God's love and truth fosters a community that reflects his grace and mercy in the world. Therefore, let us reject the temptation to lie or engage in immoral behavior. Instead, let us seek repentance and a renewed commitment to embody Christ's teachings. When we do so, we align ourselves with God's will and invite his blessings rather than his wrath. In closing, may we strive to live in accordance with Colossians 3, embracing our new life in Christ, repenting from disobedience, and walking in love. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Colossians 3. It's verses 1 through 15. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanzas strong. It's titled, Stop Lying to One Another. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ in splendor dwells. In shadows cast by earthly love, his light of truth compels. For you have died, your life is hid in him, the risen Lord. Leave behind the weight of sin, embrace his holy word. Put to death each fleeting vice, immorality must cease. Lies that sever and entice, yet not to the world's unease. Clothe yourselves in love and grace, with kindness, mercy, wear. Humility your honored place, compassion's gentle care. Past wrongs must vanish in the light, forgiveness freely share. In unity our hearts ignite, in loving we repair. Let peace of Christ dwell in your mind, with gratitude arise. In every moment make him whole, with songs of praise we rise. We seek the things that heaven brings, and cast off fears and strife. For in his arms our spirit sings, la 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 la. In him we find true life. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's September 10th, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.